Liberace and the Flight of the Bumblebee, and an appropriate song for for our station manager and blogger, Lynn Sloniger, and I have to throw in our program manager, Shanika McIntosh, because during this fundraising week, they have that. You hear how that music went? Well, that's how they have been around the studio trying to get this $30,000 together. They're the stuff, Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yes.
I'm telling you, yeah, buzzing around trying to get these guest in here and get this program going. Folks, we're still looking for you to call at 518-828-0290, or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate, become a sustaining member, or make a one-time donation.
And I hope that we're really chugging along. We've had a good morning so far.
Yes,
a couple of very generous donations, so thank you to everyone who's already called. But just so people know, we're on the upward side of, well, we're close to $21,000, so we're narrowing that gap to $30,000, and the more people call, the sooner we can stop hassling you.
Yeah, we got to get there. Hopefully we can end this very soon, and we can end it with you, because you are the radio station.
Yeah, it's been a good drive.
Yes, it has.
It really has, and actually the pledge drive, for as crazy as it is, and how we all work beyond our normal schedules, it's really a lot of fun, because there are people that come in and out of the studio that we don't see on a regular basis. We have special talent around, and it's just a lot of fun. So,
hence the Flight of the Bumblebee.
That's right. I love that. I can't get over that. He's like a machine.
He is, and what's so funny is the man's talent is extraordinary. Was extraordinary, but the flamboyance.
Yeah.
Everybody took him for I hate to say they took him for a fool or a clown.
Well, they didn't take him seriously.
They didn't take him seriously. This he was a virtuoso. This guy.
Pretty amazing.
Unbelievable. So what's happening in education news?
Oh, well, there's plenty. You know, it's the beginning of the school year, so everybody's kicking into high gear. Just a couple things I wanted to talk about. The first one was that I'm sure that everyone in districts throughout New York are hearing more this year about the Dignity for All Students Act. That's an anti-bullying piece of legislation that was actually signed into law by Governor Patterson back in June of 2010, but it's really only going into effect during this school year. But it's all about creating a free and hostile, hostility-free school environment for kids, regardless of sexual preference, gender, nationality, religion. And there's a lot of talk about that at the district level. It requires some new level of organization and management, because the way the law is written, each individual school has to have a point person there to talk about what they refer to as tolerance, understanding different points of view. It's the sort of thing that requires students to report behavior on the part of their fellow students, and also I have to add, on the part of staff. If kids feel that they're being bullied, singled out for whatever reason by an adult in the school, that's also reportable under this law.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big piece, a change in the sort of organizational structure and also the climate in districts, bringing that into the school. It's another layer of conduct that is being measured and patrolled, if you will.
How are the faculties and the various people who have to carry out this program, how are they receiving it?
I think you'd be hard pressed to hear anybody speak against it, to be negative about it. But I think privately it's yet another thing that they have to be aware of in the school, in the classroom. It adds another layer of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but administratively, keeping track and tracking these things, because this is all reportable to the state. You know, if there's a case of bullying reported, the state has to know about it in their in their many, many state reports that go up to Albany. So I think it's one of those. I'm sure people are kind of mixed in how they feel about it administratively. So.
Right, because I imagine some of the old attitude of, you know, let them tough it out, so on and so forth. And that's it to be interesting to see how that pans out.
Well, and I think that the adult piece in that is very interesting, too, because it's interesting the way it works, because it is the burden is on the child to report the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is up to the adult who receives the information to act on it.
Oh, okay.
And that's always been, you know, that's where the variable lies, because it's exactly what you're saying. If I come to you and I report something, somebody pulled my hair,
mm-hmm.
you could take two very different approaches to that situation. And that's where the sensitivity and the educational piece comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to understand what pulling my hair means to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not it's not about you, it's about me,
exactly,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
So this should be interesting to see how it works in reality.
Yeah, having grown up as the bullied in the 50s, I'm just interesting to know how that's going to pan out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
What else is going on?
Well, the other thing I did want to mention, I don't think that I mentioned this before, and it hasn't been reported in the paper, that Hudson Board of Ed appointed a new business manager back in the beginning of September to replace Dan Barrett. I might have mentioned it in passing, but it hasn't been reported in the paper, which I think is rather odd.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to begin work October 30th. His name is Robert D. Yusko Jr. He is a fairly recent graduate of Hudson High. He graduated in 2004. He's a baseball player. As somebody said to me, well, all the Yuskos are baseball players. I guess it's a family trait. But he attended Western New England College for 1 year, where he played baseball, and then he transferred to the University of Albany, SUNY, and that's where he graduated from. He's right now working over in Caro-Durham as their district treasurer, and that's where he will be departing from to come over here. And but that's a significant appointment given the importance of the business manager and the role they play, not only in the day-to-day operations of the district, but in creating the budget.
And now, the district manager, is that an appointed position, or who appoints that position?
Well, it's actually now, as it's now structured, it is a civil service position.
Okay.
So he's hired by the board. He has not yet, that is Mr. Yusko, has not as yet taken the exam, and his appointment is conditional upon passage of that exam.
Oh, so they actually have to take an exam.
Yeah, this is the first time. I don't think Danny Barrett had been there for a very long time, like 35 years, and so he was in a different category, but this was an affirmative decision. If you are a business person in the school district world, there are two paths you can take. One is the civil service path, and the other is to acquire your administrative credentials in district management, district financial management.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of, you know, that puts you on the level of like a superintendent, sort of between a superintendent and a building level principal administrator.
So it's everything's in the air until we find out he's going to pass the test. And
yeah, but they'll get some work out of him before he takes that test. So he'll be around, and he has been around actually. He's been a presence in the school at the school board meetings, which is.
I liked where you put that. They'll get some work out of it.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of other quick things. There was a story recently. This was actually last week about Ichabod Crane. They are headed towards a referendum out there on a facilities plan. They are divesting themselves of their two school buildings. One of them is let's see, Martin Van Buren. That is now between contract and closing. They're selling that for $550,000 to a New York City-based gallery owner by the name of Jack Shainman. So that that will soon be in private hands. And the other, Martin Glynn and Martin Van Buren, Martin Glynn School is going to the town of Valencia, or to Valencia and Kinderhook for them to use.
Oh, for the town to use.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because Valencia and Kinderhook are one.
One, yeah, exactly. It's a joint thing. And but they're probably going to be doing some technology upgrades in addition. This is all part of the referendum. They're bringing in smart boards as tools for teachers.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen those.
No.
They're pretty cool. They're basically like a computer screen up on the wall.
Oh.
And you can go online. It does all sorts of things. It's an amazing tool. The old blackboard is passé.
What do you mean the old blackboard?
Now I prefer.
Listen, let me tell you something. I have clapped some erasers in my day.
I bet. Were you the kid who had to stand at the board and write over and over again?
How did you know?
I will not throw my pencil.
How did you know? For me, it was, I will be quiet. I will sit down.
I will sit still.
Either sit still or be quiet. You know, hey, what can I tell you?
Hey, I know. And, you know, for student teachers, the blackboard is a wonderful, wonderful thing because you'll be standing there in front of a class and some kid, probably like a young Phil Grant, will come up with some silly thing or tell a joke, but you can't let them see you laugh. So you turn and you erase the board.
Ah, so that was it. Now I've got it. Mrs. Allen, well, she's probably gone now. Mrs. Allen, my third grade teacher, that's what she turned away and looked at the board.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I had some good stuff.
Yeah, you have to maintain control at all times. The other thing that there, it's some a little more mundane things, but very, very important. They're also making some plumbing, electrical, and pavement, doing some work on the school. So that referendum is set to go to the voters in December of all times. It's kind of an odd timing, but that's what they have planned. So everybody out in that neck of the woods should be ready to go to the polls in December.
December voting.
Yeah, I know. After November.
Yeah, after the November.
Yeah, they're going to have to work hard to get people out.
The area is inundated with lawn signs. I'm at my lawn sign max.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. It's only going to get worse.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And the other thing, too, Coxsackie Athens had some... disappeared.
Sorry about that.
Coxsackie Athens has some big changes, and not so big changes, but sort of things that people need to be aware of. The elementary school has a new principal. Her name is Karen Miller. She replaced a longtime principal, Noreen Carroll. She retired at the end of 2011-2012. And they also have a new iPad program for kids. The district purchased, let's see, how many of them? 500 iPads.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're available to kids throughout the district. I guess some of the older kids, depending on the circumstances, mm-hmm. can take them home to use them. They're being used in the classroom. All of the teachers have been asked to put together lesson plans for using the iPads, and they're wiring their campuses with Wi-Fi. So that they'll have access. So it's very cool. Each of the iPads cost the district $500. So it's quite an investment, but that's very cool. See how that works.
I would love an iPad, but it has to come with a chain that goes around my neck because it would last a day.
Yeah.
And that would be it. I don't know. It would be somewhere. But I wouldn't know where it is.
Well, you have an iPhone, so it's like a giant iPhone.
Yeah, it is. It's like a giant iPhone. Speaking of the iPhone, we're going to have a technical moment next week to talk about that phone, the new phone coming out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So those are the highlights. I can't really think of anything else. I know Hudson school district is the board is meeting. Let's see, next week. Next week, I believe.
Another marathon meeting.
Well, who knows? Although the last one, it went by fairly quickly, but they also only had a fraction. They had were missing, I think, two people. So, but but as always, if people have any stories that they want us to know about, they should give us a call.
Let us know.
And also let us know your thoughts just in general about news and what's what we're presenting, what you you think we're missing something. Send it to news@wgxc.org. And just in general, your thoughts on the radio, feedback@wgxc.org, both good and bad.
That's right.
We like to hear from people.
Don't say nothing bad about me.
No. We filter those out, Bill.
thank you so much, Lynn Sloniker, bringing us up to date on education news.